Welcome back to Cork, in Cork, the business networking exhibition conference. And I don't know who I'm going to meet next. I'm walking through this place carrying a cup of tea in one hand, a bag over my shoulder. Oh my God, the banks are here. Well, we better keep away from them. AIB supporting business. I'm talking on audio now, so you don't have to say anything. You're going out live on the internet to a big audience. AIB supporting business. You're from the bank here. And talk to us today. AIB are saying that businesses can come and talk to them. We don't believe them, do we? We actually think that they'll never lend us money. But actually, I think they want to project an image of lending money to businesses. Do any of you like to tell me what you're doing? No, this lady is here. Okay, we'll leave the bank. We'll leave them here. Are AIB lending money to businesses? You're live on Audio Boo now.
Absolutely,
Are you?
Yes,
really?
I'm
terribly skeptical. I don't believe that AIB has got money to lend. All I believe is you're propping up your balance sheet. Tell me why I'm wrong.
We want everyone to come and talk to us. That's the main objective of here today, to speak to the SME customers, to come and talk to us in relation to their business.
Are you serious? That if I, you know, I do have a company, but you're saying that if I came to you, I know you're not promising me money. I hope you're not promising me money. I'd be very worried if you were, right? You wouldn't know whether I'd be credit worthy or not. But if I ticked all the boxes, you actually do have the ability to give me working capital?
Absolutely, yes.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Viable businesses, that's what we're here for today, is to meet as many entrepreneurs, meet as many SME customers as we can.
You have a hard thing to sell, you really do. Every person I meet tells me, oh, look, they embroider me in conversations, and in the end of the day, it's almost impossible to get any money, right? Although I have heard of people who have got money.
Correct,
it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to create a negative impression, if you like, right?
Good.
Look, carry on.
Thank you very much.
I'm not investable in today. I don't need money.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, though.
Goodbye.
Good luck. And, okay, that was AIB Bank. Over here is another big, big, powerful crowd. They're called Ernst & Young. Now, they're actually auditors, and they're Entrepreneur of the Year. That's their own brand, because they have an award that they give to businesses for being Entrepreneur of the Year and Company of the Year. Entrepreneur of the Year. Can I talk to you, Claire?
Of course you can.
This is Claire Harrington. You're actually on Audio Boo, where this will be recorded and broadcast on the internet.
Lovely to meet you.
My phone is all lovely. Look, it's lovely. I'm from a company called Change Agents, and I do this for fun and for my living.
Yeah.
But what are you doing? Why are Ernst & Young here?
Well, we're here today because we love entrepreneurship in Ernst & Young. We've run the Entrepreneur of the Year program for 15 years now, so heading into our 16th year in Ireland.
Is it just in Ireland, the Entrepreneur of the Year?
It's a global awards program. So every year we hold the Irish program. And our winner, who this year was Ed Harty from Dairy Master in Causeway and Kerry.
What does he do?
He makes milking parlors, various... dairy farm equipment, very high tech, global presence, all based and manufactured from his headquarters in Causeway and Kerry.
Causeway. Oh, I kind of know where that is. That's not far from Killarney.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And then it's a huge employer, employing 270 people in Ireland, 290 people globally. And they export to all parts of the world, to Russia, to the States. They have operations out in the States as well. So, you know, those huge farms in Texas that have thousands of cows, and they'll have Dairy Master equipment.
Did you find him, or did he find you?
I think we found him, and it took a bit of persuading, but he's delighted he came in, and he'll now go on to represent Ireland in the Global Awards Programme in June of 2013.
God, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get cut off, are we? What are you hoping to get out of today?
We're hoping to meet a few entrepreneurs who might be able to enter this year in 2013, and maybe...
When's the closing date?
We haven't even opened nominations yet, so nominations will be opening towards the end of January, and it'll be the end of March before we close. And we'll have a Cork launch again in January, we'll be back here.
And tell me, the people who've won in the past, right? You often get a very, you know, razzmatazz, very sexy, wonderful thing to win. Do they have many of them gone on to be really successful? Have you got any really very big success stories out of it so far?
Oh, certainly. I mean, a list of our winners. Our first winner was Dennis O'Brien.
Dennis O'Brien?
Yeah, and we've had winners such as Liam Casey, Mr. China.
Casey?
Yeah.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Liam Casey.
Yeah, so, and then Anne Herity, who's the I believe the only female.
CPL. Yep. CPL. Is Anne Herty here, by the way? I'd love to meet her.
I don't think she's here today, no.
Right. My business partner knows her well.
Oh, very good.
So we're due a meeting.
Now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, but we have three categories. So we have emerging, industry, and international. And a winner will come from each category, and then there'll be an overall winner. So it's not just for the Liam Caseys. We also like the new up-and-coming businesses who are the real innovators, the real success.
But I'm particularly, Anne Herty, a woman, right? No, I'm particularly interested in women entrepreneurs. Do you know her?
I do. I've met her a good few times. She's one of our judges, and she's a great supporter of the program. She was the winner in 2006.
Right, and she's a big cookie. She's actually. Oh, here's my bit. Jonathan Arm, come here. Meet this lady, Claire Harrington.
Nice to meet you, Jonathan.
Ernst & Young. He's South African.
Are you recording?
We're talking about Anne Herty. Come on. Join the conversation. Where did you first meet Anne Herty? The very first time you met her.
In Dublin, I went up and did a pitch to her. Quite intimidating, because obviously she has a great reputation, but she's actually...
Do you know she was the winner of the Ernst & Young Prize in 2006? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Another winner? Have you won the Ernst & Young...
Far from it. I won a train ticket one time.
Who are you?
Pat O'Flynn.
Pat, and who are you, Pat?
Who am I?
Yeah, what business? Are you a politician?
No,
are you the mayor?
I have a new startup again.
What's it called?
Salvotrin.
And what does it do?
Drug development.
And what there's loads of them.
Cholesterol lowering drug.
It'll lower my cholesterol?
Exceptionally good, and it'll also raise your good one.
When can I have it?
Probably after Christmas.
After Christmas? Yes, so in Ireland?
Put it on the list. Yeah. Put it on the Santa list.
Name of the company again?
Salvotrin.
How can they contact you?
Look us up on www.salvotrin.com.
Thanks very much.
So he was a finalist with us. I can't remember which year now, but Pat was a great finalist, and again, great member of the alumni community. We have a very strong alumni community, and we do things with our alumni every year. So we get, say for example, this year we brought everyone out to Silicon Valley in San Francisco.
Very good.
Yeah, so we got to bring them out, and it's a mixture for, we bring our finalists on as guests of Ernst & Young, and then a lot of our alumni come out themselves because of the value it adds to their businesses. So we had over 110 people out with us this year on what I believe was one of the largest unofficial trade missions to leave the country. So we had executive education out there and everything. So
in
great.
Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
There's an Enterprise Ireland guy in Silicon Valley who is
David
the...
David Iver Smith. Yes.
Yeah, he's the brother-in-law of Num Num's husband.
Yeah.
Alex Smith. He's the brother of Alex Smith.
And
he's from Cork. Yeah, do you know him?
So he met, I believe, if it's the same person, he's left Enterprise.
There's only
Ireland
one.
Now,
has he?
I believe if it's the same person,
yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, he's on Twitter, David Iver Smith, and David, you're listening to this, I'm sure, so we're talking about you.
He met us out when we were out there. He came to dinner with us one evening.
Claire, let me ask you one question. Do these entrepreneurs like talking to each other? The ones that are successful, or have they got such a big ego they're only interested in themselves?
There is no egos at all. And I'm a recent graduate from college, and they talk to me and listen to my opinions as if I've been, running my own business for 10 years sometimes. And they share their stories and very open with giving advice. So the ones who are, global companies, if someone's gone to China, they'll tell someone who's looking to go out into China. It's really a lot of trust in there and a great network.
And from all the people you've talked to and your own studies and everything, if you had a bit of advice to give entrepreneurs about how to build their brand, right? To build their brand. Give me three bits of advice you'd pass on to a new entrepreneur here today. If you got a chance to give them a bit of pass on good advice, what would you say?
I think the biggest thing that everybody hears at the moment is to not be afraid to go out there and tell your story, and to tell it as much as you can and as often as you can, because eventually you'll find that people start to remember you, people start to pick up on it. And there's great support from the local chambers of commerce, the local county councils, there's great support from other entrepreneurs, and days like today, to come to things like this and get your name out there, I think it's really important.
So number one, get your story out there as often as you can.
Yeah.
To as many people as possible, and you'll get known.
I'm no entrepreneur.
But give me a second piece of advice on building your brand, other than getting your story out there. What else do you need to do, do you think?
Well, obviously it depends on the industry that you're in. Getting, if you're in something very technical, obviously you need to start getting your name into technical magazines, getting the ads into the trade magazines, into the right places. if you're more a consumer brand, social media at the moment is very important, and to try and, you know, capture having an online presence. And, you know, if that's something you're not aware of, there's a lot of free online resources in that area that can help you learn what are you supposed to be doing online, because it's a very confusing area.
Is there anyone you'd pick in particular? I don't want to put you on the spot. I haven't told you what I'm going to ask you. but since you say there's some good stuff online, is there anything that appeals to you?
One of our finalists from this year, an emerging finalist for us, is called Simply Zesty. Simply Zesty.
Neil Harbison
was one of our finalists this year. And he has a blog where every day he talks about different things in the industry, what you should be looking for. They have free videos on their website. So, you know, their idea is if they give out a lot of free information, free advice, then obviously people know that they know what they're talking about, and eventually they might want to pay for more. But if you're at that early stage, they do have a lot of free advice in there.
Right, so number two, tap into Simply Zesty. a third piece of advice for anybody on how to develop their brand. Any last piece?
Accounting through Ernst & Young, Paul.
Definitely.
What did you say?
Do your accounting with Ernst & Young.
The first thing I saw with Ernst & Young, do you know what I saw? The first thing, it just was a sheer chance. On your screen here, you have a running presentation. But the very first thing I saw was that one. Who are we? Our values. You know, do you think it's of any importance to a company to be clear about what they stand for and what their values are? Do you think that matters?
Yes, absolutely. Because the more you grow, the more important that becomes. That was defined very strongly at the very beginning. Because if you have 5 employees in an office, you don't need to write it down. You might all know it. You might all live and breathe it. But eventually, as you grow, you might have 1,000 employees. And how are they supposed to know what your values are if you haven't really been very concrete about that? And I think it's really important, because you want a company to grow in the direction that you started it in and that you want to continue. I have one final bit of advice for the third way to build your brand. It's to enter our program.
Yeah, enter the program.
How
would somebody enter? They're listening to this. How do they enter?
So unfortunately, we haven't opened our nominations for 2013 just yet. I'm just here starting to get the word out there, as I was saying.
You're like Apple, you know, you're saying we've got this wonderful, sexy product, but you can't have it yet, right? So go on, you're doing it well, I can see.
We'll have a Cork launch in January. Towards the end of January, we'll be back in Cork and we'll be launching our 2013 nominations, and it's an online or a hard copy nomination.
Hey, Change Agents might enter Entrepreneur of the Year. We're the co-founders of Change Agents. Why shouldn't we enter?
I think we'll
blame Claire.
We don't win.
So our nominations will be closing at the end of March. So we'll have February and March as an open window.
What you spoke so passionately about values, I'm going to give you a little thing. There's a woman called Liz Strauss in America. She's the co-founder of a thing called Subcon, a most magnificent community of entrepreneurs in America. She has a great phrase: values attract values. Values attract values, you know. So in terms of the other reason why, in addition to what you're saying, get all your company aligned in behind your values so you all know. But then in addition to that, you see, you go out into the outside world with your values, and that is where your values can attract other people to you. Claire, you're great. Thanks a million. It's very nice to meet you.
You too.
Will you get a piece of paper from them? I've got all sorts of things in my hand, and I haven't got a hand free.
That's our last year's program.
Have we got Claire's card?
Oh,
yeah, that's great. We got Claire's card. Look, we'll keep in touch. We don't do business cards. We actually, we'll connect with you on LinkedIn.
Great.
We have your LinkedIn thing, right?
Yeah.
So we'll tap into you on LinkedIn. We're a real, you know, we do the online stuff really well, you know. So, in fact, you're talking to an online excessive person here, you know. I'm making a virtue of the fact that our designers are working. We're a startup in one sense, where we've got designers working as we speak to build our new, you know, the designs that will speak our language for us, right?
Yeah.
And we're actually, the business cards are coming down the track. I'm reassuring my business partner. We will have business cards in the end. But we're making a virtue of the absence of a business card by linking with people on LinkedIn.
Yes, it's great too.
Okay, thanks a million. You're very good. You're very good. Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, how nice to run into you. Just like that. I knew I was going to meet you, but I didn't know where.
I've just been interviewed by the Evening Echo about coming to Ireland from South Africa as an entrepreneur.
The Cork Evening Echo?
Yeah.
The main City rag. Of Cork Afternoon. Don't be saying derogatory things about our... Oh, Greg Canty has just come past. Greg Canty from Fusion. You're live on Audio Boo.
Confusion. Yes, we're changing the whole thing.
Greg Canty, is this your gig? Did you do all the PR for this?
Yes.
Is Fusion PR the company that's responsible for creating the buzz about this event?
We are the buzz masters.
Or was it your competitor? Seriously, was it your company?
No, it was us.
Oh, great. I didn't know, Greg. I was really teasing.
I was the tweeter.
You're not Cork Innovates.
Yes.
You're behind Cork Innovates.
Yeah.
You are? I thought it was Siobhan Finn.
Oh, she is, but I was doing all the social stuff.
You were?
Yeah, of course I was.
I had no idea.
Well, that's
you man in the iron mask, you.
Didn't I do it well?
You're superb. Yeah, yeah. I've only been talking about you as a case study.
Yeah, some days you have to come into work and say, who am I today? No, I nearly made one big mess up, though. You know, we've been busy on the cyberbullying thing.
Absolutely, I know. And you did a poster. You did a great poster, by the way, on cyberbullying.
Kind of has a little memory of all your hashtags. A tweet went out and said in business in Cork there was cyberbullying at the end of one.
Really?
Whoops, delete, really quick. I was up for about 10 seconds.
Look, we've all done it.
Yeah.
I was working for an organization called 50-50, right? Passionate Political Cause, handling their Twitter account for a while. I don't do it anymore, right? For a while. So in the middle of doing this, I put on the 50-50 account a tweet about business. It's nothing at all to do with gender balance in Irish politics. I suddenly have something in, you know. It's good to have a cup of coffee with the CEO of such and such a company.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, the 50-50 people will be...
And actually,
we
do get confused. One of the lads I'm working now, Kevin, he answered the phone the other day. Facebook. Hello, Facebook.
Because he was looking at it.
He was looking at it while we were doing all the work on Safebook. Okay. So he just had it in there.
So he answered the phone saying, hello, Facebook.
Hello, Facebook.
The person at the other...
Zuckerberg.
Mark here.
Yeah.
It's a pity his name wasn't Mark. Imagine if his name was Mark Conlon. Oh, sorry, Mark here. So look, you went past us in a hurry. Does that mean you are hurrying all day?
No, I'm here for the day.
Is your wife Deirdre here, your business partner?
Deirdre's here, she's wandering around bussing.
Deirdre Dub Fusion?
D-Dub
Fusion on Twitter?
Fusion with a Z.
What's your Twitter name?
Greg Canty Fusion.
Oh, yeah, Greg Canty Fusion. Well, look, congratulations. I mean, you sucked me in. You sucked Jonathan Arm in. Yeah. Hey, I met Gavin Duffy.
I did an audio boo with Gavin Duffy already. Fantastic. What was his number one business tip? Did he give it to you?
I didn't ask him for his number one business tip. He did. He actually gave me a whole stream of them. And to be absolutely honest, I can't remember a single thing
That's
he said. But I will be able to listen to it back. His thing was about... Oh, yeah, I went in for that.
You did?
Yeah.
I need to collate all of them now because there's more coming in today.
I suggested that all those business tips could go into a blog post.
Yeah.
So you were the one who said, a very good idea, we're too busy to do anything about it.
Exactly. Not now, Paul.
I'm terrible like that.
Yeah.
I have no... Okay, guys, I'm going to stop the audio boo, which this is a great thing to do. This is a great thing. We're 9:34. And, my God, this has been 18 minutes long, Greg.
I don't use the audio boo. I use it for one of the events we were at, but you need to subscribe, don't you, to get the more than...
You pay 50 or 60 euros a year to get yourself a 30-minute podcast, you know, limitless number, you know. I mean, the point about it is that for 50 or 60 euros, it isn't like...
obviously, you can optimize it and all that when you put them online. Does it generate traffic or...?
Well, it does, you know, but the thing is, you see, people often think about quantity, the huge, big numbers, right? If I can get this audio boot to the five people who matter most, right, to be honest, that will exert more influence in the world than just amusing the others. Well, yes, it does. I've had up to 4,000 listens on a particular audio boot. Now, what's 4,000 to Ireland's best blogger? You are indeed, I think...
That's a powerful volume.
How many people hit your blog? Let me ask him for the very big one. How many people hit Credit Control Warrior, your blog?
It was 20,000.
20,000 people have hit that.
Yeah.
Is that 20,000 return visits or 20,000 individual visits?
Unique visits.
Unique visits. Yeah, 20,000 unique visits. Okay.
That was a good one.
But what would be your average?
At the average, a day, it's about 200
a day.
Yeah, depending.
But if you look back on it after 3 weeks, how many people have hit a blog post of yours?
Just worth the numbers, what's that?
I'd say you hit 5,000.
I would say. I think in total, because some of the traffic goes to the Fusion one, I actually duplicate some of the posts in the Fuse one. The purely personal ones just end up my
own. It's wonderful to meet Greg Canty. He is actually, seriously, a very sticky blogger. A very